Boker Tov, good morning everyone. Simin Reish Ches 208. It's a very important simin. It's the law, the laws of Bracha Me'in Shalosh, Shalosh, Achach Meshach Mine Peros, Meshach Mine Dagon. These are the laws of your Bracha Achrona for any Mizonos product and for the species of Israel, the Shivas Haminim. So the laws of Me'in Shalosh. This simon is going to get into some of the important laws of mizonos in general. It's going to kind of go back to that. So, of course, the halacha is achameshas haminim on the five species of Israel. Shein gevin, te'ino, rimon, zayis, tmorim, varach lahem, baracha achas, me'ein shalosh. The five species, the five fruits that you have to make the bracha, it's me'ein shalosh. Now, it's called me'ein shalosh because it's patterned. It's me'ein shalosh means it's like three. It's patterned after the first three brachas. Really has the fourth bracha as well of benching. The Mishnah Berurah explains, shemitocha shivusan, the different species of Israel, because they are so significant, shenishtamcha behen Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is praised with them, as the verse teaches us, kavu lahem bracha chashuva fnei atzman l'acharea, so they have a special bracha achrona, the bracha of me'ein shalosh. In Tziv Beis, the Mechaber tells us, chamesh yismine dagon, the five species of grain, we also know they're going to get a special bracha of me'ein shalosh, that's the al ha-michya. The five species of grain are wheat, barley, rye, spelt, oats. Those five grains, we make a bracha achrona of al hamichya as well. Now the Mechaber tells us in Sif Beis that when it comes to the five species of grains, they have to be the real text says sheshalkam, but the Mishnah corrects it to shechalkam. In order for a grain to be considered mizonos, it has to be split. It has to have somehow either be cut or crushed, as we're going to see in Siv Dalid in a day or two. We're going to see it's a very, very significant halacha in many practical ways. The halacha of the Mechaber kind of goes into a different direction, maybe put this idea in the back of our minds when we get to Simon Reshid Beis, the laws of Iker and Tuffel, primary and subordinate foods. The Mechaber tells us, just sort of alludes to this halacha, is that if you have any of these chameshas mine dagon, if you have any of these five grains, afilo erev yiman dvash harbe yosrehem, ominim acherem harbe yosrehem, if you have in these five grains any other food, you have honey, for example, or any other product that you mix together with any grain product, nonetheless, so you have this mixture of two different things, of mizonos and something else, and even though that something else might be the majority, mevarech alav borei minei mizonos lebesof al hamichya. This is a law in Iker and Tuffel, primary and subordinate foods, which is probably the most relevant law in all of Hilchos Brachos. Again, Simon Reish Yud Beis. The Mechaber is alluding to a very important halacha, which is chameshas minei dagon, the five mizonos products, are always going to be an ikar. They're always going to require a bracha, even if they're mixed with other foods. However, alvim nasan ha-dagon b'tavshel ala rabos ela li davkan ola ha-kofoso bata b'tavshel. That is assuming, Mishnah Berurah says, assuming that the chameshas minei dagon, these mizonos products, were put there for significant purposes. His language is he's going to say it's l'sayid ha-lev, it's for actual sustenance. It has to be there for a real purpose. If it's just there as a binding agent, so then it will be a tuffel, it will be subordinate, but we're going to cover those laws, please God, in Simon Reish Yud Beis. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.